The world's Europe correspondent, Jerry Haddon, has been in Berlin working on stories for the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. He spent last night in the Oestel. It's a hotel refurbished to resemble a guest house in 1970s communist East Germany. Here's his report.
The Oestel is at the end of a long alley in an industrial corner of what was once East Berlin.
Hello.
Yes, one single room for two nights, yeah?
Yes.
Inside the Oestel, at reception, the reenactment begins. The furnishings are all original, for the most part functional and drab. In the corner, an old tube television shows newsreel footage of former President Erich Honecker fishing in Cuba with Fidel Castro. The ambience is nearly perfect, but one thing is out of sync: the attitude of the staff. It's positive.
And room number is 3-1. Mm-hmm. So we go left upstairs to the third floor.
Okay.
Then straight ahead, and then room number is on the door.
Okay. Great. Thank you. You're all very nice. I was expecting a more severe reception given the theme of the hotel.
The Oestel has been open for 3 years now. It attracts curious tourists and people suffering from what the Germans call Ostalgie. That's nostalgia for the former East. But this week, the whole world is celebrating the fall of the Berlin Wall. And for the time being, at least, Ostalgie seems low. The hotel is nearly empty. My room is the size of a small cell. A single bed is pushed against one wall. The only vibrant furnishing is a psychedelic window curtain, but even that appears muted in context. There's no TV, but there is an old dial telephone. Printed on it is the emergency number for the People's Police. Don't bother dialing for room service, though.
Hello? Yeah, hello?
The phone is original, but the cord has been cut. It's sort of a creepy touch. A dim old lamp works, as does an old wooden radio. And that's when I notice Erich again. Mr. Honecker's image hangs on the wall. It's small, but it's all you've got to look at. You begin to notice all the details of his face, his heavy glasses, the wavy white hair. But most of all, you notice the tiny hint of a smile at the corner of his mouth. He seems to be thinking, we know all about you. Feeling unnerved, I go down the hall to the collective bathroom. The sink inside is wet, the first indication that I am not the only guest here. I splash my face with cold water, but back in my room, I can't sleep. Even with the lights out, I can feel Eric's eyes on me. So I turn the light back on, but try as I might, I can't take Honecker's picture down. It's bolted to the wall. So I grab a hand towel and simply drape it over him. In the real East Germany, escaping the eye of the state wouldn't have been so easy, but this is just play, right? I get to sleep by reminding myself that Erich Honecker died long ago, that the Berlin Wall no longer exists. It's 2009, and there's free internet in the lobby just downstairs. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, the Oestel Hotel, Berlin.